Hey, America!
Start listening now!
Excellent. It's the last episode of our junior Eurovision previews. Excellent. Children are the future, just so everyone knows. And at the end of junior Eurovision, that is when we decide which losing contestants will not have a future and get flung back into the past from whence they came!
And welcome to another Unstuck in Time episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, the country that just decides what time it is. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
Happy Daylight Savings,
y'all. Well, they do this in some places in Europe, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Well, it amuses me to think that, like, the arbitrary nature of how time works is just like, you know what? We're just going to change twice a year what time it is because screw you.
That's what
you.
The farmers wanted.
Was that what the farmers wanted?
City people just don't get it.
Apparently not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Why this episode is sponsored by farmersonly.com.
Yeah.
We're not. We're really, really not.
What are we gonna get? You can use the money, though. Come on, guys.
Sick, farmersonly.com bucks.
Yeah.
Have your people call our people.
Yeah, Farmers Only, let us know. I'm sure you're listening.
Yeah.
I know how much you love Eurovision.
After the Tunnix tea cake thing fell through, they can use some sponsorship.
They won't talk to us. They don't answer our calls. Speaking of not answering my calls, Sam, hit him with this.
Well, now I don't want to.
That's right. I'm utterly repulsive. I forgot.
That's why you need farmersonly.com.
He's soon to be a married man. Don't be tempting him with those sweet, sweet farm girls.
I'm part of the wedding party. I know. Anyway, you can find us on all of the standard social media outlets. Just basically find us at 12 Points USA or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. You can find our merchandise over on our Redbubble page, or you can also support us via a contribution on our Ko-fi account. That's Ko-fi, or on Patreon for a monthly contribution. And whether you support us financially or not, we appreciate you. We see you and love you either way, but Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes like this one. Thanks.
Wow, even this one?
Even this one.
Wow, we're not even done recording it, and they can already hear it?
That's magic.
Which ones did Derek like?
Surprise, none of them.
Oh.
that's my kind of week.
That's not a surprise.
I love when we inadvertently do a week where, like, one of us hates every single thing that comes across our buffet line. We gotta do more of those. Yeah. We gotta do more episodes where we just dunk on absolutely everything that comes across.
Well, when we do the adult version, I can scramble.
Yeah, we're not exactly starved for choices.
We're building up some some anger here, maybe. I don't know. So, okay.
And speaking of which, like, we don't have a ton of news right now. We recorded these 3 Junior Eurovision episodes in pretty quick succession. So a lot may happen between the time that we're recording this and when the show airs. So we don't really have a ton of news, but I will say that we do have confirmation that Australia will be back in the big show next year. They hadn't said anything, and part of me was like, arnar, and then they did, and I'm like, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That's Gar.
I've been watching a lot of Taskmaster Australia recently. So.
I can't do Australia very well, but I can do a really mean, and by mean, I mean cruel and reductive New Zealand.
Do
that's it.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just Riz Darby. Let's Sam, bring us into the end. Bring us into the Junior Eurovision. That's it. It's very close to being Long Island.
I was going to say, you almost sound like you were going to sell some sausages or something.
It's been a long time since I... offended a corner of the world.
You know, there used to be almost an accent.
A weekly thing.
Offensive accent of the week. And now...
I can't. There's no San Marinese accent.
We can't because of woke.
We can't. We're starting with San Marino. We got Malta. What am I going to do? A recognizable Maltese accent?
The Maltese accent. You know, a Mediterranean Bank, Vodafone, Rocks Group, 202 Jewelry. I've been watching enough of these shows over the years that certain things just get kind of branded into your brain.
You've actually been there.
I have.
Heard the people.
It's lovely. Hmm. The Maltese accent just makes me happy. Malta.
And now our listeners get to hear the people, but last. Malta is last on our run. Yeah, Sam, what's the rundown this week?
Yeah, so again, these are songs 13 through 17 in the running order for Junior Eurovision this year. So we will start our rundown with San Marino, then Ukraine, Portugal, Ireland, and Malta.
Molta.
Nimlele taiba molta.
Molto bene.
So, speaking of molto bene, shall we just launch right into San Marino?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that big a
state. Should we just launch right into San Marino?
Just take it over.
Yeah. The Papal States in 1500.
Yeah.
It's hard to get up there. It's just a mountaintop, really.
Should we just do it, guys?
Yes. All right. So here is Idols SM with Come Noi, or Like Us. Let's hear a little clip of that. All right, so that was a teeny little snippet of Come Noi by Idols SM. SM standing, of course, for San Marino.
What?
Because I can't think of anything funny to say right now. I'm not quite caffeinated enough.
It's a Steven Universe.
I thought it was Super Mario.
Oh,
oh yeah. Idol Super Mario.
That's way less stupid than what I said. I could only come up with half of it.
Now, I'm just going to start us out here because I know that Eric has a big opinion on this.
You didn't want any of the biographical information?
Absolutely not. Give it to us.
All right. Yeah, F my drive, you know. All right, so San Marino is back at Junior Eurovision, sort of a surprise announcement that they are returning to the contest for the first time since 2015. They were selected / announced as winners during a local charity festival in San Marino. So it's a four-piece girl group, Asia Ciccoli, Giulia Rinaldi, Giorgia Decisolo, and Vera Stefania Okolskaya, all about 11 or 12 years old. The song was written by members of San Marinese band Miodio, who represented the country at Eurovision back in 2008 with the song Complice, which came in last place.
Oh boy. Well, yeah. Someone's gotta get these guys.
Yeah, which I think is, you know, I personally like Complice, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. We are not rating Complice, we are rating Come Noi. Eric, you seem to have opinions, so I'm just going to arbitrarily pick you to start.
You shouldn't have.
I should have, because I didn't want to start myself.
No, it's okay. I don't particularly care for this. The influences are clearly there. They really love K-pop. They mention Stray Kids in the lyrics, which is a group, I'm guessing their favorite group.
Yeah, I think three out of the four during their sort of pre-contest kind of article that they'd run over at the Junior Eurovision website, they did mention Stray Kids as like a favorite of three out of four. The fourth one, interestingly enough, said Pinguini Tattici Nucleari, who's the Ringo
favorite.
Starr folks.
Tactical. Yeah.
All right, so that's the good one.
So that's the wild one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They're the Chris Kirkpatrick of the group.
Or is it the exact same thing?
Yeah.
Chris Kirkpatrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one who's not just like a airheaded pretty boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, here's the thing.
I can see the struggle on Eric's face right now.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lack of polish to this, and I don't know that I've heard a song by a group of four like this that had this few harmonies. Like so much of this is just singing in unison, and there's a little bit here and there, but it just this. I see the vision, I see the idea, I don't see the execution basically at all. There is a short clip, live clip or two of them performing this on stage. It did not help in terms of my concerns.
It's really just four friends sing along to the radio, isn't it?
It kind of is.
Yeah.
You
want the little countries and the newcomers to do really, really well. But unfortunately, sometimes no one's really helping them.
Yeah, this I get what they were going for, you know, a young girls type thing. But this isn't on the same planet. It's rough. It's rough. The song is there's nothing really wrong with it exactly, but like.
It has a Dutch feel. It has kind of like a Netherlands adjacent style feel.
A little bit, yeah. But it's not up to that standard either. This is.
I had no idea you held the Dutch songwriting machine in such.
Listen,
high regard.
We've talked
for
about
junior
this.
I mean,
love what the Dutch do at Junior, and it's why I was kind of disappointed this year. I thought it was, you know, just a worse version of the thing that they usually do, and this isn't even at that level. Like I feel bad. I really like the idea, but like it just it's half baked at best.
Yeah, I'm
so sorry.
I don't feel sorry. I kind of feel somewhat similar. Like again, it feels like you said, four friends singing together that just happened to be put together in this group saying, hey, you're going to go to this contest now. And there's something refreshing in a way that it feels very organic, like four friends just kind of hanging out together. Mm-hmm.
That's the appeal for me.
Yeah, it's not polished, which can be construed in a good way, because oftentimes you've heard me rail against songs that are too polished. Mm-hmm. And this just feels kind of, you know, like you're hanging out with, you know, your four friends and you're singing together to a song on the radio and you have, you know, you're having a good time. Like, I know that when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, I'd go to friends' houses and we'd just sing along with the radio and pretend that we were in a group. And fortunately, there's no video performance of this anywhere.
Yeah, there's no national competition.
Well, Sam, you're in for a treat. Ah. Bring them in.
Oh, crap.
That's right. I'm assuming your teenage friends were Tina and Ashley, Jennifer B.
There's a Jennifer P. I'll give you that.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, it's nice to have that sort of refreshing, organic, kind of unpolished feel, but it's not really the right venue for that at this point. And we're going to be up against, or I should say San Marino is going to be up against songs that are highly, highly polished, but still retain that natural feel. And the lack of harmonies, I don't know if it's, I don't know if this was a song that was originally meant for a solo act or a duo, you know, Come Noi Like Us. Maybe it was Come Me originally, like me, which I could see as a single person doing this, but who knows?
I feel like more, it was perhaps written with more harmonies and this was the best they could do.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, and for all we know, we could see them on stage in Madrid and they've pulled a rabbit out of the hat and suddenly that they have these harmonies that we weren't expecting before. Who knows what they've been working on since the song was announced?
How many times do we wish that?
All the time.
Yeah,
How many times does it actually happen?
You know what?
It does. It does occasionally.
I'm a dreamer. What can I say? Derek, what do you think?
How do I follow that up? I don't know what you guys are thinking. This song is brilliant. Really?
You're really angling for that Sam Aranese citizenship, aren't you?
Well, we'll see how Tuesday goes.
Again, we're recording this in the past.
Yeah, it still hasn't happened. I
didn't used to think about the fall of the Roman Empire every day like most men, but I don't know. It's just becoming more and more relevant. How do I feel about this song? It's not spectacular. I get it. But it's fine. I don't know why. It comes on. I'm like, it's okay. It doesn't feel abrasive, I guess, the way you guys seem to react to it.
Not abrasive, just not off.
Yeah,
not
I was just, I would just use the word bad.
No, I wouldn't. I would say fluff.
Yeah, fluff. Yeah, it's fine.
Unrefined.
Unrefined. I don't know why I'm forgiving this. Maybe because deep down I just kind of want to root for the small countries. And they're going up against like France every year that, you know, just steamrolls everyone else. I think there's nothing spectacular about it. Like I said, there's nothing. It does feel very kind of amateurish in a regard. I don't think they're terrible though. And for some reason, when it comes on, it's like, yeah, okay, this is fine. I don't really have much to say about it other than, yeah, I think this could be a lot better. But you know, San Marino, they struggle. They just do. They don't have a lot of support. They don't have a lot of resources. And I kind of want to give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but I'm hoping they get better. And I hope they have a reasonable turnout. Don't have a lot of hope for that, but we'll see. Yeah, I you know, once this contest is over, it'll just disappear from memory and I'll move on with my life. But yeah, for now, it's fine.
It's mid. It's forgettable. It's only bad because it is mid. It's the kind of song where it's like it ends and I have no thoughts. I have no real thoughts. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm going to note also, this is being performed right after the Netherlands.
Oh.
Oh, so it'll do great.
Oh, that is not what I was saying.
We'll see how the Netherlands does.
We're going to have something very, very polished and probably very cohesive by another group, and then it's going to be immediately compared to something a lot more unpolished and organic. So,
and it's also right before Ukraine, and we'll get into that in a second. But I mean, I feel like this is 13th into the running order, and I think we'll have seen some really, really remarkable things and really talented kids in these really cool productions. And I just worry this is going to be like, oh.
And from a public point, from a public standpoint, San Marino is also coming in with a bit of a deficit to begin with. At Junior Eurovision, a person can vote for their own country. So that massive San Marinese diaspora and population.
Yeah. Oh,
again, I keep coming back to San Marino has approximately the population of Roseville, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Like 40,000?
Like 35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a bit smaller than Roseville
now. It is about one-tenth of an Iceland.
But Iceland ain't Harrison.
And I know. Even though I would love to see Iceland a junior, that would be...
I feel like I'm surprised they're not, because it seems like their bag, honestly. Singing children.
I'm just imagining Mini Hatari.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
No, please don't.
Anyway, have we all kind of set our piece on San Marino? Are we ready to roll on to the next?
Yes.
Let's roll.
All right. Next up in our running order is Artem Kotenko from Ukraine with Hear Me Now. Let's hear a clip.
Hear me now, you'll never be.
All right, that was Hear Me Now by Artem Kotenko from Ukraine. He was the winner of a national final, as Ukraine does for junior. The song was originally called Dim, or Home, was changed to the sort of anglicized Hear Me Now. Was a semifinalist in last year's national final. He is a 12-year-old from Sumy Oblast, the town of Oktirka, I believe, which is not very far from the Russian border. So take that as you will. The song was written by Svetlana Tarabarova, who was also the songwriter behind Kvitka. This is a very different song from Kvitka, but...
Kvitka mentioned.
Drink. No.
No, wait.
No. Maybe some tea. But yeah, that was a little bit of info on Artem. Danny, you are holding your head as if you have an opinion.
Okay, I've talked about how at the main contest, we give Ukraine the benefit of the doubt a lot. They have a really robust songwriting scene, big well of talent. It seems sort of like, you know, outsized to the, like, I don't know, like, what you expect. You expect, like, the big five to, at the main contest, always turn in something big, and Germany always proves us wrong. and then, like, you've got not necessarily what is regarded in this country as a cultural powerhouse, Ukraine, keep sending bangers. And really well constructed, really competitive songs. And I said this about the main contest earlier this year, but I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of what Ukraine sends, and I'm so tired that we have just kind of like, the song is called Hear Me Now, and it's like, it's so like the first level of call to action lyrics to write. It just feels, it feels like a song that was built just to be competitive. It doesn't feel genuine. I don't know. There's songs that kids in this contest sing that are fun, and like I believe that a kid believes in the message of the song. Like, okay, I'm digging myself a real deep hole here.
Yeah.
I realize. But like Spain's song, it's a girl who just wants to be Lola. I believe it, full stop. I can actually believe that a little girl kind of could have written this song. But there is just something about, like, this Hear Me Now. It just feels like they put a 12-year-old boy on stage to sing and dance. I don't know. I don't like it. Don't know. End my pitiful little life right now.
Danny's clearly in anguish over this song.
This is weird. Danny needs a hug.
I just don't like this kind of song. Like,
what is this kind of song?
It just feels like it was churned out of a factory in an ungenuine way for a kid to sing. I don't know.
So we can just replay the clip of you dunking on France?
Yeah, well, okay, less than France, because France has a lot of money there, and obviously they are going for, like, I don't know, like an American prescription drug ad, kind of. It's really annoying. This song is more like something that you would see a 30-second clip of when you were watching Disney Channel in the 2000s. That's what this is. I don't... And you three put it as your number two song, didn't you?
Maybe.
No. Okay.
No, but I mean...
Take it away.
Okay, listen, I disagree.
Okay.
I think this is fun. I love the nod to Serhat with the na-na-nas in the background. just kid just loves sodium.
Claw my eyes out.
And... I mean, I see what you're saying, you know, but it's also just a simple song by a kid, and so I like, it doesn't have to be that deep, I guess is what I'm saying. I think it's really well performed. I think that the kid hits some of these vocal parts just so effortlessly while moving around and being charismatic. I think it's just really, really well done. I think it might win. It's I don't know. It's really, really. Danny's giving me this look right now.
You think this song might win?
I do think this.
I have personal thoughts about the Ukrainian Eurovision machine, mm-hmm. but
yeah,
I can at least divorce them from the reality of what's happening.
I think it's just.
You think this song's gonna win?
I think it could. I think it's just really a lot of fun, and I think it does a good job of capturing what has done so well at Junior Eurovision for the last few years.
Fun songs at JESD this year. Number one, Ukraine. Number two, Pajama Party by Italy.
Starting a new episode of Pierce Morgan, and I don't like it.
I know.
Could you guys?
Danny, please put down that knife. Sam, what do you think?
I'm kind of in the middle path here. I think that Artem sells the hell out of this. I think that this is a song that he seems to be very connected with, even if it's not one that he was part of the songwriting process of. There's definitely an earnestness and honesty in this that I appreciate. Listening to it the first time, I'm like, okay, I like this. I like the beat. I like the hook of it. My problem with it is that it does feel very, very, very repetitive. And
what do you mean? Mean.
It's
at least mean as a word.
It's good, but I can really only listen to it one or two times before I'm like, okay, I get it, but it's a bit much. But at Junior Eurovision, most of the time, people who are voting are only hearing the songs once or twice. Maybe if they're voting early, they're voting on a studio version or a rehearsal clip, and then maybe they'll vote again after hearing the song live during the performance itself. They're not pouring over it like we frankly are. So they might not necessarily be as grated on by the repetitiveness of it. If they're looking for vocal performance and actually having an artist with a connection to the song and like singing the hell out of it rather than just "these are my lyrics, la la la," then it's really hard to ignore Ukraine.
So I
appreciate this. I wouldn't say that I love this, but I appreciate it. It's more than fine. I think it shows Ukraine having continued on a trajectory that I personally like. So up yours, Danny. Derek, what do you think?
First of all, I'm a Danny. Second,
yeah,
you didn't see that coming, did you?
Yeah.
This one's tough for me because Ukraine has a system, and I think it's served them very well in the past, both at regular and junior. This one for me, like you said, it's very repetitive.
Can I just be clear for a second?
Yes.
I do not mean that like Ukraine is using the conflict with Russia to gain false sympathy. I didn't get that. I mean this is more so that I don't get
dragged.
Yeah, get dragged on the social media. But like,
oh yeah, they're gonna come after you on Twitter.
It's like how we all hate Sweden. It's like how like at the main contest. It's like that. It's like at a certain point, these songs are
we all hate. It's just me.
It's just you. But like, I hate them on an intellectual level, not a emotional level. But it's more just like a dissatisfaction with like the songwriting machine aspect of things.
I think where this one. The first time I heard it, I thought, oh, it was pretty good, and he's got the vocals. I mean, he's really pushing himself. Only thing I can say about this is, first time I heard it, I thought it was pretty good. I thought his vocals were good. This is, if you're on, like, YouTube and you're watching the official videos, this is the only live one.
Yes.
And that's where I got most of my exposure. So I'm most familiar with this as a live performance. So I know how he's going to sound live versus everyone else. I think he's pretty good. The song, lyrically, the song is, if you look it up, there's nothing to it. Like, it's just unbelievably generic, and there's so little to it. And then it just repeats. And the fact that most of it is na-na-na, say na-na-na. It just kind of feels really lazy, and I feel like they stuck him with kind of a lowest common denominator song, and then he's busting his butt to just sing the hell out of it and make it work. And I applaud him for that. I just wish he didn't have to do that.
The song's all vibes, no brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the vibe is really good.
I think,
what if the vibe was good?
Even if the songs aren't good, like, we can argue quality of the songs, whatever, but I, for the most part, I think I respect the hell out of these kids. I think they're all great. I know they're young. I know they have a lot to learn and to improve on. Even the worst songs, I would say there's some merit to the performances.
Always, yeah.
I think he's a good singer. I think he's got a lot of potential. I think you could have been given a better song. That's my critique of this.
Fair enough. Ready to roll on?
Take me somewhere sunny.
All right. Well, that would be boring.
Well, we have bad news.
Well, we got Portugal coming up. So yeah, that works.
Yeah.
That works. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's hear a snippet of Esperanza by Victoria Nicole from Portugal.
Várias portas se fecharam quando tentei entrar. Quase ninguém confiava, mas cheguei a acreditar. Dizem que a vida às vezes não é como se quer. Eu aprendi assim, não foi com os outros sequer. Foi comigo mesma, com os meus sonhos e ambições. Um desses sonhos é chegar aos corações. Porque tudo que é música não são só...
All right, so that was a snippet of Esperanza, Hope is what that translates as, by Victoria Nicole. She was the winner of The Voice Kids in Portugal. She is 14 years old, making her one of the older contestants this year. Interestingly enough, her blind audition for The Voice Kids was to Voila, which she accompanied herself on the piano, sang the hell out of it. She's originally from Venezuela, but she and her family have been living in Portugal since 2018. This is the only song listed this year where the artist is listed as the writer and composer. That supposedly she had some help with the production, but she is listed as the sole singer, songwriter, and composer. This is also the first time that Portugal will be bilingual using Portuguese and Spanish. They've generally been either purely in Portuguese or Portuguese with some English in there. And this is also now Portugal's third year running where their singer is not Portuguese born. Last year was a Portuguese American. The year before that was a Brazilian who moved to Portugal.
Before that, was the most Portuguese ever. Yeah. Before that was a kid from space.
Was that the sick kid with the trombone? Am I imagining
this? No, that was like Serbia.
No, the girl with the trombone was from Serbia. However, you're thinking of the Fado, o rapaz, Simão.
Extremely Portuguese.
The boy with the flat cap.
That was the most Portuguese
at
child.
Jazz cat, yeah.
Anyway, back to Nick, Victoria Nicole, Esperanza. Derek, we haven't had you start yet.
I think this song is great. I'm even more impressed by the fact that she wrote it herself. And lyrically, it's not like really profound and groundbreaking, but, you know, compared to like Ukraine, sorry, it's got a message and it's actually saying something and it's exploring these feelings and doing it in a way that feels very genuine to her. I think vocally, she feels grounded in a way I think some of the other ones aren't. Like, you talk about ballads in this one, and To My Mother, I think was the other one. Was it For My Mother?
To My Mom.
I say mother. Anyway, To My Mom, I feel like this one is a little bit more dynamic and a little bit more interesting than that one. I feel like she has a little bit more to work with vocally, too. And yeah, I like this one a lot. I think it's really good. I know, you guys are looking at me like, what the hell?
Every year, we have one performer at Junior Eurovision who has the voice of a 23-year-old Juilliard graduate and looks like she's still watching Nickelodeon. It's uncanny, and half the time it's from Portugal. And again, it happened this year. I'm blown away that you can watch the music video, and this girl looks like just the girl in your 7th grade history class, and she's singing this song. It's extremely impressive. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Agreed. Vocally, absolutely spectacular. Very, very emotive. I mean, jumping linguistically between Portuguese and Spanish isn't, you know, it's not like going from English to, you know, Japanese Swahili. Or something like that. But it sounds so seamless coming from her. And knowing her experience as a, you know, a child who's emigrated, possibly, I mean, coming from Venezuela, who knows what the circumstances of that departure were.
Yeah.
But she's singing about having hope for a better day and being able to live her dreams despite all the challenges. Like, these are things that are, knowing that she's written this song, you know, we're talking about songs that resonate and have authenticity for a kid, and this very much has that. And also,
it's a ballad.
Yes.
Like, this isn't a show-off kind of banger song. Like,
no, but I mean, but she's talking about showing off, her vocals it really does. And oftentimes we'll have ballads that just feel like a vocal exercise. I was like, just look at what I can do. This feels like a fully composed, put together, solid song. It's not just like what Georgia often does. And you're like,
speaking of my mom.
Speaking of my mom.
But it's honest and it's genuine and it's refreshing. And we don't have a ton of really big ballads like this year, do we? Mm-mm. I mean,
not really, no.
Yeah. So
Kazakhstan isn't here this year.
Right. Yeah. So this stands out for many, many different reasons. And Portugal tends to be a little bit of an underdog.
The fact that
they are performing partially in Spanish while in Spain might serve them well in terms of, you know, getting crowd on their side, in terms of votes from around the world.
We do know Spain is
insanely rabid.
Yes. Yeah.
And they have a pretty good relationship, Portugal and Spain,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, at the contest, not yeah. in real life.
And also, and also knowing that people from around the world can vote.
Yeah.
If you know, Latin American votes, at, you know, interest at Eurovision and Junior Eurovision, it's not something to be sneezed at. So that's something that...
We saw that last year.
Yeah.
And at this contest, there isn't the possibility that they vote to exclude our vote, too.
Oh, we love you, Panarchy.
I want to see that option at every single Eurovision, like TBH.
Senior Eurovision?
I would love to be. And now the results of the vote. Should we count the Americans?
I want my 20 euro back.
Yeah. You only spent 20?
Was it two a vote? No.
It was per show.
One per vote.
I spent like 30 this year.
My concern... I feel kind of bad even calling it a concern, is that, like, I don't know if Junior Eurovision is ready for this.
And you've said this before.
Yeah, oh, no, I know.
Plenty times, in fact.
I know. I could see it just not really landing. And there is really a make-or-break vocal part at the end of this. I mean, there's that big and well-earned... Mm. You know, high note, but we've talked about this too. That's probably going in the recap, and if she misses it, it's gonna be rough for them. I think I'm not super concerned about that. I watched the performance of Voila from the and like her voice was especially, you know, at the start where it has to be this delicate, like tissue paper, almost sort of a vocal, and that's. And she just crushed it.
Yep.
It's just so, so, so good. And so at the same time, despite all these concerns, I mean, could this be Junior's Amar Pelish Deutsch moment where Portugal just clicks? Yeah. Because this is, you know, Portugal's doing their thing. Mm-hmm. They're always going to, and we love them for that. And at some point, it's just going to click and win in a landslide, and everyone's going to be just so happy and excited for them and all of that. And I think this could be the song, because it is spectacular.
I mean, we have had ballads win at Junior Eurovision before. It hasn't happened a ton, but, you know, the start from 2013 from Malta, the Italian winner, Supremo Grande Amore, was a big romantic ballad.
Super big love.
Wings. Russia's win in 2017 with Wings was a big voiced ballad dealing with, you know, heavier subjects. So it's not like a ballad can't resonate and can't win. The door is certainly not closed to Portugal this year.
No, it isn't. It's just what kind of a mood are we in? You know, and I think if the voters are in the mood for something a little bit different, especially after, you know, the last eight French wins or whatever it is, that, you know, if they're really looking for something different, I mean, this is it. What else is it going to be? Right. And we'll get to that as well, I think. But no, this is a triumph. It is just so hard to know how it's going to do in a contest like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Either way, Portugal can absolutely hold their head high. You know, mm-hmm. the delegation should absolutely be proud of this. And Victoria Nicole should be as well. So
it's funny you say they're not ready for this, because you mentioned O Rapaz from Portugal before. Mm-hmm. We didn't think that was going to go anywhere.
And yet.
It came third?
Third in the televote.
Third in the televote, which says something.
And the juries didn't care for it at all, which is like the opposite of what you would
have thought. Right, exactly. Cause.
But we said, was it Ireland last year? We all liked that one.
Didn't and it think came it last.
Finished last.
Netherlands came last year, didn't it?
No, it was Ireland. No. It was Ireland. It
oh,
was
sorry. Ireland 2 years ago. We'd
oh,
said.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You really
Merida running around her field?
Yes.
That's every year.
Well, not this year. We'll this get to year. That in a moment. Yeah. Are you thinking, no, but, you're thinking Soulless by Sophie Lennon.
Yeah, we all liked that and had no hope for it at all. I think that one came third.
Or third Ireland, in the televote fourth, again. Fourth, yeah.
Fourth overall. But still really, really good considering. Mm-hmm. So we've had a couple of songs do well despite our reservations. Mm-hmm. I think this has the opportunity to do really well as an addition. I think, I think there's a audience for music like this, as we've seen, like serious, slower ballads than fun poppy numbers with bright colors and sugar highs. So I'm not writing this one off.
Yeah.
You guys were giving me a look when I was saying how much I like this. You were all, the looks on your faces were like, Christ, did I just step out of line?
No.
Yes.
All right, listen here.
So we brought up Ireland in Derek's last comment there. Are we ready to hop over to Ireland then?
Oh, sure can. Yeah.
Always.
Right. All right. Go basically due north from Portugal and we hit Ireland. Here's Enya Cox Dempsey with Lekela together. So here's a clip.
Lekela.
That was Lekela by Enya Cox Dempsey from Ireland. She is 14 years old, so again, one of the older contestants in this year's contest from County Kilkenny. She was the winner of Junior Eurovision's national final for TG4, TG Cahir, for this year. They run a whole national final setup. Again, just as a reminder, this is run by the Irish language broadcaster in Ireland, so you do not have any English in this year's entry. It is purely in Irish.
Yay.
So, you know, RTE, get your act together. We would love to have more Irish representation. Again, the song title means together. I don't have a ton of information on other cool things that Enya has done in the past. She just seems to be a normal 14-year-old kid living in County Kilkenny. No interesting sort of connections to the songwriters in terms of previous Eurovision or Junior Eurovision work. So I guess Lekela kind of stands on its own.
Any connection to Enya? Yeah.
Or yes. The phrase Lekayim as immortalized by the Black Eyed Peas.
What? What's going on?
It's Mazel Tov.
Yeah. Sam, let's start with you.
Yes, I haven't started yet. So
yeah.
I love this. Mm-hmm. I think this is, when people look at Junior Eurovision but don't want necessarily the hyper saccharine, they would just are looking for an entry that is fun, uplifting, but is for everybody. Like, I feel like the younger audience can get into this, an older audience can look at this and go, hey, this isn't bad. I think this is absolutely enjoyable. It makes me smile whenever I hear it. I appreciate the fact that Ireland is kind of getting away from what they've done in the last couple of eons.
Yeah, sort of like the hyper Gaelic, hyper.
Yeah, like, I mean, they
not
have,
to say nationalistic, but hyper traditional, hyper nationalistic. Like, really, really digging into folk traditions,
right? Exactly, and they don't do this all the time. But I mean, Aisling last year, Solas, Banshee in 2019, mm-hmm. Rail to Namara, which was again more operatic,
Banshee.
But generally speaking, they do tend more towards traditional Irish sounds. And this feels a lot more universal and a lot more contemporary. Mm-hmm. I think this will appeal. I think that Enya has a lot of charm. I think that this...
She does. I've heard the Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
I think this is a lot of fun. I purely enjoy it. So what else to say?
Well, here's what else to say.
How wrong am I?
First of all, it's really good. I enjoy it. That's not what I want to talk about. Here's the thing. Ireland, this is not what I want from you, specifically. Like, I loved Solas and Banshee and the rest. And, like, it's one of the things I look forward to most with Junior is that we get songs like that. And I really, really love it. And then they came out with this absolute banger. I was like, damn. It's an absolute banger. Like, listen, I love Sufjan Stevens, but if Sufjan Stevens came out and was like, I have written the Black Woman Anthem, I would be like, no, not from you.
Those are very different circumstances.
That's kind of how I feel about this. It is really good. And why couldn't it have been from any place besides Ireland? Like, that's my issue with it, and that's stupid.
Well, you're certainly not going to get anything in Irish language from Ukraine.
Could you imagine, though?
Ah.
I don't know. There's some unification message that could be done there. Sure. I don't know. Ukraine, when are we going to get your Irish Gaelic thing? Like, at regular Eurovision? Because Ireland's not going to do it. So, have somebody else do it. Anyway, I'm weirdly disappointed by this great song. Danny, take it away.
I don't think it's great, but it's nowhere near bad. This is a good, solid song. My thing is, it gives me the vibe of the kind of Eurovision song that respectable parents want their children to be listening to. That's kind of the vibe it has. It's like, this is the song that more of the straight-laced kind of European parents would want their children. Not to be listening to this stupid, hyperactive pop music from Armenia. It has a vibe like, this isn't the coolest thing in the world. Look at me complaining about... I'm so over the map. I am so unreliable as an objective source here. What's going on here? I don't know. It's that's the worry that I have. Personally, I really like this song. The worry is that this is not going to appeal to the kids.
I feel like you were just explaining why it would appeal
right.
to the kids.
But like,
or are you saying it would appeal to the parents?
No, it appeals to the parents. That's what I mean. This is the song that the parents were like, oh, if only every Junior Eurovision song could be like this.
That's how they talk. Yeah.
That's how they talk.
That's
Europe.
What parents sound like.
That's how they sound. That's parents just don't understand. is what I'm saying.
I don't know what to make of any of that.
Really? Okay.
That was a ride. So, interestingly enough, this one took me completely by surprise, and I love it for it, because it's not what I would have expected from Ireland at all. I do like their more traditional stuff, but at the same time, if they did that every year, I'd eventually be like, okay, guys, do something else, even though it's good. And I think after last year coming last, they were like, all right, well, we can mess around and see what happens.
Yeah.
To get a Gaelic pop song that like this, it's out of nowhere. Like, it's bizarre in a way that, yeah, the song itself, if it was in English, you wouldn't really think much of it, but the fact that it's Gaelic kind of makes it stand out. It's I'm intrigued by it. I want to hear more of this and kind of explore this world. You mentioned that movie.
Yeah, the movie that just came out.
With the Irish language rappers.
Yeah, Kneecap.
Kneecap, yeah. I'm
which is wonderful. For
yeah, I'm kind of intrigued by that world. Even if I wouldn't like the music, I still want to hear it and get that experience. And you keep raising your hand.
Yeah, because I'm realizing why this feels comforting and familiar. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember maybe about 10 years or so ago, there was a group...
I don't remember 10 minutes ago, honestly.
Who are you people again? There's a musical project in Western Ireland called T.G. Lurgan that is a musical project that is tied into a Irish language education program. Like, where, you know, kids from all over Ireland will go over. And about 10 years ago, they did a cover of Wake Me Up by Avicii in Irish with this group. And it was led by this guy, Stephen O'Farrell, who's
O'Farrell?
Yeah.
My God.
Spelled like in the traditional Irish way. So, like extra vowels everywhere.
F-A-I-O-I-I-G-H.
O-H-O.
Stephen spelled S-T-I-O-F-A-N.
Wrong.
Seriously.
Okay.
So I'm reminded of that, where it's this collective of kids making, you know, English style or English language pop music relevant and accessible to a Irish Gaelic audience. And to me, that vibe is present in Lekela. I'm also thinking, I mean, granted, this is a little bit younger, but you know that song The Spark that came out this year? Cabin Crew and... Oh, it was all over social media. It came out in spring. The song's called...
Not all over social media.
Well, I guess I'm more connected than
I'm still hung up on the fact that you called it Akela, and I went, ooh, Akela and the Bee.
Ooh. Da, 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 da. Anyway, if you look up the song The Spark by Cabin Crew... It's a group of kids that came out with this drum and bass Irish hip hop kind of entry. It's a youth group where they're trying to, you know, foment music in kids and kind of support that. And somehow it's gone viral. So I think
Sam, I've come to the conclusion that I don't know any of the things you're talking about.
What's a drum?
What's a bass?
Is Ireland a real country?
I don't think so anymore. I think it just kind of appears out of nowhere. And
From the mist. From Brigadoon.
Yeah. It's Brigadoon.
Yeah.
But yeah, so between T.G. Lurgan and The Spark from this year, I'm seeing echoes of that in Lekela for this year. And it makes me happy.
Took them 10 years. Well, all those kids are like in their 20s now. So.
Well, yeah, but the program still exists.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just looking at their Wikipedia page. Like, a couple of years ago, they've actually branched out and they were working with an organization in Wales to do like bilingual Welsh and Irish versions of like Blinding Lights.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I need to go on to a bit of a YouTube.
All right, you've got my attention.
I always said Blinding Lights would be a hit, but it's in English.
It needs to be an undecipherable gibberish. I think it's interesting, though. Like, who's that actor who did an interview in Irish some years ago, or he's a musician? It's
Vin Diesel.
No, but it was kind of a big deal because it was like this. He like took classes and he was trying to bring the language back and make it cool again. Mm. And I kind of see this as an extension.
Is this the Gleasons? The Gleasons.
Or maybe it was a musician. I can't remember. Fluent. This was a few years ago. It was some artist did an interview, did it in Irish. Mm. And it was like intentionally done to kind of help bring the language back because it was kind of fading. And I sort of see this as this is cool and accessible and kids will like it, especially in Ireland. They can listen to this and think, yeah, let's learn the language. Let's do that. That sounds awesome. As a cultural touchstone rather than we're going to play this music that maybe you wouldn't really listen to, but
make it relevant. And that's what keeps language revitalization alive. And Ireland at Junior Eurovision is not just representing their country. This is, I feel like it's part of a wider trend towards Irish language revitalization that it's a long game, but it's amazing. And
a long language.
Well, But I mean, if you look at where the kids who have been performing for Ireland are from, like when you think of the Gaelic, the Irish Gaelic speaking regions of the country, and you traditionally think of it as west and northwest. Oh, that was you. Cough or what? These sort of small pockets out in the Gaeltacht. And, you know, speaking with some of these kids, like Enya is from County Kilkenny, so that's southeast. We've had people from Northern Ireland. We've had, you know, kids from County, you know, Waterford, again, further west and east and south. The Irish-speaking population isn't just limited to the Gaeltacht anymore. You have immersion schools. I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here, but I think
good
about,
song, what's next?
Yeah, basically. As a person who's interested in linguistic revitalization, I love what Ireland has continued to do. And making music that is relevant to a 14-year-old is perfect and wonderful. And keep doing what you're doing, Ireland.
I'm waiting for Ireland to just go on Portugal's tack. Kind of be saying no to the game and just be like, you know, we're just going to send great stuff.
I mean, that's
what this is.
That's sort of why it broke my heart in this weird way, is that I thought they had done that. And then they sent Le Child. And I don't know. We do have another song.
So, if we are ready, we can hop over to our last song of the show, last song of the running order.
Oh, from one island paradise to another.
Very, very different island paradise. Here we go, over to Malta. This is Ramirez Tiberas with Stila Chikna?
Stila Chicken.
Oh, no. Stila Chikna, our little star. Let's hear a clip. All right, that is Malta's Ramirez Cerberus with Stila Chekna. I apologize to any Maltese speakers if I've butchered your beautiful language. Ramirez was 12 years old, born in Cambodia, actually, but it was adopted as an infant by a Maltese family. Malta is home to him now. The song title translates as Little Star. And it's all about his personal adoption journey with him and his family. Written by members of the Maltese band Red Electric, who are also behind Chasing Sunsets, if you remember that one from a couple years ago.
Oh, I love Chasing Sunsets.
I do not. Which was that?
It's really good. I think 2020? I might have called it my number one of that year.
Yeah, it was 2020. A very, very sweet ballad. Mm-hmm. And this is, interestingly enough, Malta's first Junior Eurovision song to be performed entirely in Maltese. Mm-hmm, we've had some songs that have had a little bit of Maltese language in there, but this is Malta's first Junior Eurovision song entirely in the Maltese language, which is very, very cool. Eric, we'll start with you.
Well, first of all, this kid wins the best name of the year battle. Suck it, Bjorn. he's got a really cool name. And a really cool backstory. And as much as I think it is to have the song in Maltese, I wish I could understand what he was singing. Like, I didn't know that it was about his adoption story.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. That's a really good thing for a kid to be singing about.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's not listed as one of the singer, one of the songwriters, I should say, or lyricist for the song. But it's still,
well, it's fine.
Yeah, it still is.
No, this kid's cool, and it's a really pretty song. I think it's pretty unfortunate that he has to go last.
That was a random draw.
Well, no, I know. Yeah, you got to go Ukraine. Wow, Portugal. Holy crap, Ireland. Why? And then Malta. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that's good. I don't like you know, not every song is in the running necessarily, but like he has to blow the roof off with this if he wants to be in that conversation. And I don't think the song has that in it. But he's good. It's a really nice song with a really nice message. And I'm glad that I listened to this show / am on this show so I can know what it's about. Because otherwise I wouldn't know.
I mean, when it comes to the running order, I think Ramirez and the team from Malta have the chance to do something that we really haven't done a lot in the past at the contest, and that is end the show with not a dry eye in the house. Depending on how they stage this, and if you look at the music video, it's very, very evocative. It's very, very...
Parents hugging me while I play soccer.
Yeah, lots of pictures
of... It's just playing soccer and I got my big dorky glasses on and my parents love me.
Yeah, it's just you like... I mean, he sings beautifully. That very, very delicate, like,
mm-hmm.
Vienna Boys Choir kind of voice.
I was thinking
again,
about like,
again, like I brought this
the
up.
The voice in, of a castrato.
No, I mean, I bring this up in previous episodes, but like, if God forbid his voice breaks.
I know. This is the most dangerous one right now.
It's a very, very big risk. But if he doesn't, and he, you know, is able to retain that really beautiful, delicate, evocative lyrical voice, and if the staging really complements what the song is trying to say, because we know very, very few people are going to understand Maltese, I mean, much like the Irish issue too, if the staging is able to convey what the song is about, and if Ramirez is able to be as much of a storyteller as he has been in the live version, because he won a national final to get here, and in the music video, everybody could be just, you know, a weepy puddly mess by the end of this. Mm-hmm. So bring out your Kleenex, because Malta's not here to play.
Yeah, all that. I mean, I'm trying to think what I can add to this. It reminds me a lot of Portugal, except, you know, the story, I think, is a lot more personal and tragic in a way. Like, leaving his home and trying to build a life in this new country. I can't imagine what that's like. And making a new family and, you know, building a life at a young age.
To be fair, he was 4 months old when he was adopted. Well, still, so it's not like he has
okay, but,
potential
but, I
memories
mean,
of
that,
Cambodia, but it's still an
outsider. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, it's Europe. Mm-hmm. His identity probably plays a lot into his life every day. It's not something I can imagine as a white person in America, but it's an interesting perspective. We don't get that very often. A lot of, you know, the immigrant story, I think, is something that is quite fascinating because it's very unique to each person, and it's something that could be explored. This idea that, you know, he was lost and they found him and saved him, I think it's so personal to him, and yet somehow it works on someone like me who... I'm just some guy. I get it. Like, it's really sad and really moving. It reminds me a lot of I'm trying to remember what year it was now. The Kazakhstan song of the girl was singing about her dead father.
Oh, yeah. Forever.
Ooh,
forever.
Boy.
Forever,
Caracat, yeah.
Oh, man. It was, like, you really got it. Especially visually. Like, she really sold it. And I know it's just the music video, but I can kind of see his, like, the emotional kind of building up behind the eyes sort of thing. And yeah. I think this is potential to do really well if people get it. It's all in Maltese, so it might kind of fly over their heads, but
this is where staging just becomes so important.
Yeah, we really need to get those visual cues to kind of help us along, but I like this one a lot, yeah.
Danny?
Oh no.
God,
I got a bad feeling.
Oh, dear.
I really, really like it.
Oh, okay.
You guys have said plenty about it, but I'm glad that I didn't have to completely come into this, what I'm about to say, completely, that our audience is completely unprepared. I'm glad that Derek has broken the seal on being blunt about this kid's racial identity in Europe being a not insignificant presence in his performance. Like, I don't want to sound like neoliberal and patronizing and paternalistic to like the idea that Europe isn't diverse, but as far as racial minorities and social minorities in Europe, like, Southeast Asian is not common.
I mean, how many little Cambodian kids are in Malta?
I know.
It could genuinely be just him.
And we have talked about, especially during the main contest, the mysterious phenomenon of extremely good songs somehow always coming in quite shy of where we expected them to fall. And they always happen to be by black artists or artists who look like they are from somewhere that is not the European mainland. This song is fantastic. It can't come from someone who is native to Malta. Mm. The very nature of this song can't. Mm. But it's, again, I don't want to sound neo-lib and be like, oh, it's so brave that they have put an Asian person there. Like, that is so, it's so patronizing. Mm. I know it is. But like, it is a reality of this song that is a lot of its appeal, and that there is, that it's a plus in the pro column that like, it is great to see someone who is not like you in a contest like this. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that immensely. And I'm sure that there are people in Europe who do too. They gotta be there. There's gotta be some Europe.
I certainly hope so.
So I have immense appreciation for this song, as well as I like it a healthy amount too.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So with that being said, have we all said our piece about Malta, our last about song Malta. On the running order here?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh God, that's Kazakhstan's music.
It got me right at the end.
From the top rope. All right.
All right. So in our other episodes, we've done a really quick, what's your favorite? What's your least favorite?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we start with that? Let's start with least favorites. Derek, let's go start with you.
I'll just go San Marino. I think these were all, they all have merit to an extent, but this one is just, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat also. Also San Marino.
San Marino for me.
Yeah, same. Same exact same reasons. Good. All right. We can stay friends.
All right. What about our favorites? What was our top of this group? Derek, let's start with you again.
I'm going to go with Portugal.
Portugal.
Ireland, but Portugal's up
it's
there.
Close. Wow. It's close.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sam didn't pick Sam Portugal. Didn't pick
I know. Portugal. I know. I almost. Time.
And it was Ireland, though. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. I can believe it.
Yeah. What did you do with Sam?
No, it was Ireland. You got that sweet, sweet Ireland money slipped underneath your door.
If mm-hmm. only.
Just
if
like
only.
I did yeah. with Azerbaijan.
To, that sweet, 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 sweet basket of peanut butter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Irish peanut butter.
All right, so we are here now. We have gone over all of the Junior Eurovision the entries between this episode and the past two. So now we are sitting with all of them. What are our top fives for JESC 2024?
OMG.
OMGROFLLMAO. Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go pretty quick, but Derek, what's your fifth place, your 1 point from this?
Number five. My number five goes to Cyprus. I think it's a
our beach song.
It's yeah. a beach song, and honestly, it's cold out, and I genuinely do feel warm and happy when I listen to this. So, way to go.
My fifth slot, my 1 point, Ireland. I did make it sound like I didn't like this song. I didn't want to. You guys were singing its praises enough. Kind of a ditto. So, Ireland, that's where I put.
Despite my protestations, this is where I put Ireland. like, as much as, yeah, and just think, Ireland, imagine if you'd sent a song I liked. It's still really good. I can understand, especially considering last year, why a shift felt necessary. You know, it's a very good song, and that's it.
And this is where I put a song that I wasn't expecting to like as much as I did, but it's really mm-hmm. stayed with me. I'm giving Germany a point here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, the only one. Okay.
All right, Derek. Fourth place.
Fourth place. I will give it to Malta. Mm-hmm. This one, I didn't have on my list originally, but once we started talking about it, I was like, God, you know what? This is really good. And I should recognize that. Mm-hmm. And I do.
All right. Danny?
The extremely high quality. Impressive. Portugal. Portugal at 4. Probably low, especially after you hear what's coming next. But
oh, God.
Portugal being out of my top 5 would have been a crime. I'll put it that way. Portugal has to be top 5. Just listen to it.
What do you mean, like, what's coming next? Where you're like, ooh, I'm going to be a silly boy and put crappy songs at the top.
for the record, Portugal was also my number 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not my number 4, but Sam, this is where I put Germany. It's adorable. I have a soft spot for, I mean, like I said at the time, we don't have a Kvitka this year, but this is as close as it gets, I think. And I don't know. It's fun. I like
it. Sure. Okay, fine. All right, Derek, what's your 3 then?
Yeah, we skipped Sam, didn't we?
I was riding Danny's coattails.
I know. I just kind of jumped the queue.
Sung the praises of Portugal enough.
We're trying to shoot time.
Enough of this Portugal crap. My number 3 is
Portugal.
Ireland.
Yeah.
This is where I put Ireland. All right. I think I've said enough already about this one, so Danny.
All right, I'm getting ready to parry your attacks. My number 3 song, Armenia.
All right.
I have put Armenia on 3. You all hated it, and I have ranked it ahead of Portugal. I have ranked it ahead of Portugal. I'm putting Cosmic Friend ahead of this girl with an amazing voice.
That is insane.
That was my 6th place.
Yes, but still.
That was also my 6th place.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
It's not my 6th place.
Yeah, I know. All right, Eric.
One good statement deserves another in terms of Danny and I being angry at each other. My 3rd place is France.
Great.
Look.
I can't fault you for that.
It's exhausting. I get it. France is Francing again, but it's really good. It overcame an upside down trumpet to be to be my 3rd place. It's so well done.
And my 3rd place, I'm going to hop over the border and give this to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is wonderfully joyous and catchy and kiddy, but not in a way that I feel gross by listening to it. So I'm...
Like Palante?
Yeah. Anyway, Derek, what's your number 2?
I like Palante.
I like Palante too, just, you know.
Yeah. My number 2 is Portugal.
All right.
Love it. That's all I'm going to say.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Well, my we already talked about it, so.
No, that too. Mm-hmm.
Spain.
Oh.
Spain is number two. It's just that great. It is a kid's pop song that is believably by a kid. And
my number two is Portugal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really hoping for the best on this. I think it's the song I'm going to be perhaps rooting for the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The song that has the least shot out of your big favorites.
It's the one where I kind of like Vajil from Ukraine in 2021, where it was just like, I don't even know that it was my favorite song that year. And it wasn't, because that was Kami Kami, but it was like, yeah, like, let's go. Like, that's where I'm at with it. Yeah. Sam?
Speaking of Vajil, like, have you seen some of Elena Oshenko's other recent stuff?
Yes.
Like, for you listening at home, if you haven't, highly recommended. She has continued to...
She's a superstar.
She's amazing.
I thought it would be like, she's done a big swerve hardcore rap. Like,
no.
I'd listen to that.
Yeah. She's going to show up at Vidbeer any day now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give her time.
Yeah.
Anyway, my number two, nobody's mentioned it so far, but this is where I put Estonia.
It's because I'm pretty sure it's the rest of our number ones.
Well, fine.
Okay.
this is a wonderful beat. This makes me incredibly happy. I'm a sucker for a amen break or amen adjacent break. So, this is where
amen adjacent.
Yeah.
Amen adjacent.
This is where I put Estonia. Loving to see them come back after a last year.
Mm-hmm. After hearing you guys, I feel kind of bad I didn't put Spain in my top five, because my number one is Estonia.
Yeah, right.
Me too. It's just so cool. It sounds exceptionally adult.
Yeah,
it does not sound like this was made, tailored in any way, non-diegetically for a child. But it's like, this is just a kid singing a cool song.
It doesn't feel like exclusive, though. Like, I feel like kids can still get it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, I picked Estonia as well.
We're going to Tallinn, baby!
I hope.
We should. It's great.
It's very good. I'm not sure if I think it's going to win.
No, yeah, that's it. This is the one that I am rooting for the most. Yeah. This is the song that I want to believe in the most.
That's totally fair. Like, it's great. I wouldn't be shocked to see it win, because, again, I think it's the best song, but that's... I don't know. I've sung the praises of like the My Top 17 sorts of videos to kind of get a feel for where the fandom is at. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing how consistently this song is people's number three.
Huh.
It's weird.
Well, I watched some of those, and it was like Portugal and Ukraine were alternating one and two.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, assuming that the voting is similar to what it's been in the last couple of years, people can't just vote for a single song. You have to vote for three. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that bodes well for...
Potentially. If like, this is a song that just everybody likes.
Right.
This is everyone's third choice.
Sam, what non-Estonian song do you have here?
This is where I gave my top to Ireland.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
All the way at the top?
Yeah.
In terms, I
love Estonia. I really, really do. But to me, Ireland had a little bit more of an immediacy to it.
Wow.
Lady likes languages.
I love them both. Yeah, that's me.
Lady likes languages.
That's me. News at 11. All right, so... So let's just go down and check out what everybody had voted for. Quite a bit of a collection at the top there. But 1 point went to Cyprus, 2 points to Malta, 3 points to Germany, France, and Armenia, 7 points going to Spain, and our top three, 10 points to Ireland, 12 points to Portugal, and a whopping 19 points out of a possible 20 from us. Going to Eesti.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Tänavad.
Awesome.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, seriously. What a return.
What a great song by our pal Anna Bleets.
Anna Bleets. That's what she named, and that's what she does.
Anna Bleets. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Tallinn next year, we hope?
I can believe Maybe. It. I can believe that as a top four.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, I mean, France will bubble up. We know that they probably will. France
is going to be up there.
Yeah.
Armenia is probably going to be up there.
Please tell me France is going
to
win again.
Any quick guesses? What do you think is going to win?
Ooh, that is...
Spain.
I could see that.
I think Spain will win. Spain is there. The feedback in the arena is going to be.
I mean, yeah, that's white hot. That's totally true.
White hot for a song like
this. I will say I'm going to stick to my guns and say Ukraine. And I'll note none of us put it on our top five, including me. It was probably my number six, but I don't know. It just has that vibe to it to me.
It was like my seven. But
enough people will put it at their number three song. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I think a lot of people put it as their number one. I think people are going to really like it.
I think it's going to be Spain. Obviously all pending the live vocal, because it's, you know, if she can hold her breath long enough to be able to do what I assume is going to be intense choreography.
If she can
power through it, if she's not like gasping for air by the end of it, then it could be incredible.
Otherwise, potential's there for sure.
Armenia could be charming enough to pull it through too.
This might be quite tight at the top. Yeah. Last year, I remember I said this felt like France's contest to lose, and it doesn't feel that way this time.
Derek, what do you think?
Do you think it's France?
The cynic in me says France.
We're going to get there and it'd be like, oh, it's just going to be France again.
It feels like it. It feels like they're just going all in for another win. They're not like, oh, let's pull back a little bit, guys. Yeah. Like, no, they're just going to do the same thing again.
Yeah, they have the benefit of hosting without actually hosting it, so they don't have to pay for the expense of it. We'll just keep winning this in perpetuity, make other people foot the bill.
Yeah. If I had to guess.
What a French thing to do.
If I had to guess, I'm kind of leaning towards Armenia for some reason.
Interesting.
It feels like it has that
written off the
appeal
factor of this song.
It's cute. It's catchy. Cute. He's great. Mm-hmm. He's got that appeal.
The kids love new disco.
I don't know, but it looks like the kind of song, especially compared to like some of France's winners in the last few years.
Yeah.
It has that vibe, and I'm like, okay, I can see this pulling ahead. I did not think France was going to win last year. I kind of thought they'd do like second or third, like just barely missing out, but then they just zoomed ahead. I'm like, okay, well, I guess it's just France again.
It was really close last year, though, if you remember.
I was literally watching it in a jewelry shop in Egypt. Go figure.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they just had it on.
I was on my phone.
Oh, okay.
People were buying like jewelry, and I'm like standing there, like, oh, yeah, what's going on with Eurovision? This one guy in the tour group knew what Eurovision was, and he was like, it's France again.
Yeah. Nice. We're to that point now. All right.
Again, the contest will be on November 16th at 8 p.m. Central European Time, CET. So, nice afternoon show or late morning show for us. And I guess our next episode will be sort of a post-mortem, to see which of the kids have been launched into outer space, into the time vortex.
Into the time vortex, yep.
I'll show you a cosmic friend.
Yep.
Into the void with you.
Yes. And again, folks, remember, you can also get our Eric Was Wrong t-shirts over on our Redbubble page, so feel free to load up with those.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. You may be young, but you know what to do. Anyway, until then, which half?
No,
that's on you.
I don't know.
Again, folks at home, thank you so much for joining us. You can find us on all the social media outlets. Just email us directly, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We are so happy that you decided to join us throughout this junior Eurovision journey, as you have in the past. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will catch you on our next episode. But until then, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I am old and I know what to do.
And I'm Daddy.
And America. Stop listening now.
All right. Oh, I pushed the button apparently. So.